In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
Lord Jesus, 你说话.
First, we thank God for making it possible for us to gather here tonight to worship Him.
感谢神给我们这次的机会来到这边来敬拜他.
So, being able to assemble in the presence of God is indeed His blessing for us.
可以聚集在他的面前，真的是我们的福气.
Because we know that Christians, especially true believers of God, are privileged to come before Him and come to His presence and to worship Him.
尤其是真信徒可以到神的面前来敬拜他，是我们基督徒的特权.
Tonight I'm going to share with you the topic on obey God.
今天我跟大家分享的题目就是顺服神.
We find that submission is an idea that not many people want to talk about today.
那今天说到这个顺服神的这个观念呢，没有很多人想要讲到这一点。
Because submission is like a form of restriction.
因为这个顺服呢，就好像是一个限制一样。
You know, many people consider submission to be like a form of restraint on themselves from expressing what they want to do.
那这个顺服的意思呢，就好像是在限制自己想要做的事。
As Christian, true Christians of God, from the scriptures, we are told that we must obey God.
那真正的信徒呢，是要来, 敬畏神的。
So when you look at the creation of the universe, God has set a great order in His creation.
那在看到这个世界的创造以来，就可以看到神的这一个, 次序。
You find that it is like God has put in place a system to allow the universe to work in a wonderful way.
那神放了这样子的系统呢，来让这个世界的运作呢，非常的有规律。
So after He has created man,
在他创造了人之后，
He gave a command to Adam.
他就给了亚当一个诫命，
saying to him that he and the wife could eat of any fruit in the garden with the exception of one.
就跟他的妻子说，夏娃，他可以吃这个伊甸园里的一切水果，唯独有一个是不能吃的。
So we find that from the very beginning of God's creation, He demands obedience from His creation.
那从起初神创造地以来呢，他就已经有这样子的诫命。
Actually, this helps us to understand that He is the Master, He is the Creator, and we are His created beings.
就是来告诉我们他是创造主，他是主人，我们就是他所创造的人。
We cannot be greater than our Master.
我们不能比主人更大。
And our Master knows what is best for us.
那主人也知道什么是对我们好的。
So on our part, we must learn to submit to God.
所以我们的本分就是要来顺服神。
So we find that Adam fell to by the singular command given by God.
那这个亚当就没有办法来顺服神这样子的唯一的这个诫命。
We can turn to the book of Romans chapter 5.
我们翻开罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章。
We read verse 19.
19节。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
罗马书五章十九节。
For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样，因一人的顺从，众人也成为了义人。
You know that the coming of Christ in the flesh represents the second Adam.
那耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上，就是属于第二个亚当。
So Jesus came to fulfill what Adam, the first Adam, had failed to body.
那耶稣是来成全那第一个亚当所没有办法成全的事。
In verse 19, we are told that by one man's disobedience, we find that the entire world was made to sin against God.
那就十九节来看，就因为一个人的悖逆，那众人就成了罪人。
So likewise, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
那同样的，因为义人的顺从，众人也成为了义。
You find that here Paul made a kind of contrast between the first Adam and the second Adam.
那这边保罗做了这样子的一个比较。
One of the key reasons is to surface the importance of obeying God.
那就是要来说到 这个顺从神的重要性。
So through the obedience of Jesus, many would be made righteous.
那就因为人的顺从耶稣就可以成义。
So today if we obey God, we obey Jesus Christ.
那如果今天我们顺从神的话,
that we can maintain this righteous status that God has given to us.
那我们就可以维持神给了我们的义。
You know, after we have been baptized,
那自从我们洗礼了过后,
we enter into the true church of God. It's like, you know, we enter into the Garden of Eden.
那我们进入了这个真教会, 就像是进入了这个伊甸园一样。
So we must bear in mind that, you know, our duty is to obey God, obey the commands of God.
那我们的责任就是要来顺服神。
You and I must submit ourselves to God.
那你跟我都要来顺服神的旨意。
No one is above the law of God.
没有人是 高过神的, 高过律法的。
Every one of us here must submit to God.
那我们大家都要来顺服神。
You find that when the Bible talks about Christ's obedience,
那当 圣经说到这个基督顺从基督的时候, 基督的顺服的时候,
you find that he Christ actually learned how to submit to the Father.
那这个, 基督就是, 顺服天父。
We turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们来看希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
We read verse 8 and verse 9.
8到9节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and verse 9.
希伯来书5章8到9节。
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Verse 9.
9节。
And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Here we are told that Christ learned to obey when he was in the flesh.
那这边说到基督的顺服，在他还是在肉身的时候。
If we think about this very carefully, the more we obey God, the more perfect we will become in the eyes of God.
那如果我们仔细的想，如果我们顺服神的话，在神的眼前，那我们就更完全了。
It's like when we submit to God, when we put our flesh to death.
那我们顺服神的当时呢，就是把我们肉身 的罪呢，致死。
We allow the will of God to be upon us.
那我们让神的旨意临到我们。
And we are willing to put the will of God into good use.
那我们也愿意顺服神的旨意。
So obedience is for our own good.
那这个顺服就是为了我们的好处。
So obedience actually makes us perfect.
那这个顺服也是让我们得以完全。
We find that if man is not governed by the word of God,
那如果一个人没有受到神的话的控制的话,
if Christians are not taught to submit to God,
那如果基督徒不是 教导来被 来顺服神的话,
we find that we can never become perfect.
我们永远都不会得完全。
That's why we must think that obedience is something good for us.
所以我们要想这个顺服是为了我们的好处。
Because we have to see the face of God one day.
因为有一天我们要面对神。
How are we going to see his face?
那我们要怎么样来面对神呢?
Only by perfecting ourselves through obedience to his word.
就是要来用他的话来得以完全。
So when you look at the example of Christ,
如果我们看基督的这个榜样,
after he has become perfect,
他已经得了完全之后,
the Bible says he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
那他就变成为了凡顺从他人成为永远得救的根源。
Likewise, not only obedience can lead us to God,
那不单只顺从神可以让我们 带领我们到神那边,
or maintain our righteous status before God,
也可以维持我们这个公义的 身份。
Also by submitting to God, we find that we can actually help many people to come to know how to submit to God.
那因为我们懂得顺服神, 也可以让别人来同样的顺服神。
You know, it's not easy to submit oneself under the authority of God.
其实要一个人来顺服神的这个掌权是不容易的。
But we must learn to submit.
可是我们要学习怎么样来顺服。
We need to understand that, you know, obeying God is not an option.
那这个顺服神不是一个选择。
It's something that we must do.
是一个我们一定要做的事。
Why do you read Isaiah?
我们来看以赛亚书。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
We read chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 19 and verse 20.
十九二十节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20.
以赛亚书一章十九二十节。
If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword.
你们若甘心听从，必吃地上的美物；若不听从，反倒悖逆，必被刀剑吞灭。
Now here, you know, the Lord through the mouth of Isaiah said to his people concerning obedience.
那这边是神通过以赛亚的口来说到要怎样顺从。
So obedience would give rise to enjoyment in the land that God has promised for them to enter.
那如果你甘心听从的话，必吃地上的美物。
So if they refuse and rebel, then they shall be devoured.
那如果不听从的话，反倒悖逆，必被刀剑吞灭。
So quite clearly, here is not an option. We must obey.
那这边没有选择，一定要听从。
If we choose to obey God, then we'll be blessed.
那如果我们选择听从的话，我们就会得到神的福气。
We need to understand that obedience will never lead us to condemnation.
那这个顺从不会导致我们到这种被审判的沉沦的地步。
Only those who refuse to obey God will be condemned.
那些反倒悖逆的才会被定罪。
Here we can see that God is absolute and His word is also absolute.
那神的话是肯定的。
You know when we talk about obeying God.
那我们说到这个听从神的话的时候。
Obviously we say we listen to the word of the scriptures.
就是要听神的道理。
I think more importantly we need to learn to curb our desires.
我们最重要的就是要来控制我们的这个私欲。
Sometimes we find that we know the word of God but we are not able to control ourselves.
那有时候我们明白了神的话呢，我们却没有办法来控制自己的私欲。
This has been a constant struggle in our Christian journey of faith.
那这个是我们信仰路程的一种这个挣扎。
I think everyone will go through that process.
每个人都必须经过这样子的挣扎。
But we must learn to curb our desire.
那我们要来控制自己的这种挣扎。
So you know, only by the power of God, we find that we can do it.
那只有神的力量才能做得到。
We turn to First Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We read the verse 14.
十四节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 14.
彼得前书一章十四节。
As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as in your ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Here Peter told the believers that there must be a difference in their life as compared to the life in the past.
那彼得告诉那时候的信徒，他们的生活要跟以前的不一样。
Because before they came know about Jesus,
在他们还没开始信主之前
they live a very loose life.
那他们是过着很无知的生活。
A life of indulgence in sin.
是放纵私欲和犯罪的生活。
Now, after they have been converted,
那到他们已经信主之后
there must be a marked transformation in their life.
他们要有一个新生活。
Now, how can they transform themselves?
那他们要怎么样改造自己呢？
We always say it's by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是通过神的圣灵。
This is very true.
这是真实的。
But on our part, there must be this urge and desire to submit to God.
那我们自己呢，也要有这样子的意念呢，来顺服神。
We find that if we are not willing to yield to the Spirit,
那如果我们没有强调这个圣灵的话
，to obey God,
我 我们来顺服神的话。
Even though we know a lot about the word of God,
那即使我们懂得神的话很多，
we find that we cannot be transformed altogether.
我们是没有办法来改造自己的。
That's why we must tell ourselves.
所以我们要告诉自己。
That we must be obedient children in the eyes of God.
我们要作为一个顺从神的子女。
You find that this idea of obeying God actually is dispersed everywhere in the Bible.
那这个顺服神的旨意是在圣经遍地都有写的。
Actually, Paul also, for example, encouraged the believers in Philippi to obey.
那就像保罗写信给这个腓立比书的信，腓立比教会的信徒，他们要来做，要来顺从神。
那we turn to chapter 2.
我们来看第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
We read verse 12.
十二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
腓立比书二章十二节。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
How can we work out our salvation?
那我们要怎样做成我们得救的功夫呢？
By being submissive to God's word.
就是要来顺服神的道。
So when the Bible says we need to work out our salvation,
那当圣经说我们要做成得救的功夫的时候，
it basically means we must learn to what? Obey God.
就是要来顺服神。
So today, if we do not obey, then how are we going to work out our salvation?
那如果今天我们不顺服神，怎么样得到这个得救的功夫呢？
That's why we must learn to obey God.
所以我们要学习来顺服神。
Not just, you know, in the presence of many people, even when we are by ourselves, we must learn to submit to God as well.
不单单是在人的面前而已，在我们自己的时间也要来顺服神。
So quite clearly, obedience to God leads us to salvation eventually.
那当然，顺服神最终还是可以让我们得救的。
This is the benefits of submitting ourselves to God.
这个就是顺服神的益处。
You know when you look at the scriptures,
我们看圣经的时候，
God is an orderly God.
神是一个有规律的神。
He places order in, for example, in the society.
他把这个规律放到这个社会当中。
He places order in Christian families.
他也把这个规律放进这个基督徒的生活。
Likewise, he also places order in the church.
也同样的也把这个次序呢放进教会。
If you look at our own family,
看看我们的家庭。
In the light of the scriptures,
用着圣经的话。
Then the Bible says what? The children must obey the parents.
圣经说孩子是要来顺服父母的。
This is the order set in the family.
这个就是给家庭的这样子的规矩。
But today we find that this value has been wiped away.
今天这样子的价值已经洗去了。
It's no longer seen in the society anymore.
已经在这个社会当中也看不见了。
Because you know children are told you know to do what you know what they want to do.
因为现在的孩子是教导他们想要做什么就让他们自己去做吧。
But according to the principle of the scriptures.
跟着圣经的这一个原则。
Children must obey their parents.
孩子是应当孝敬父母的。
Now think about this. Even in the society, we must obey our government.
那就像是今天的社会也要来顺从这个政府掌权的。
We turn to Romans chapter 13.
我们来看罗马书的十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13, we read verse 1.
罗马书十三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Verse 2.
二节。
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
I think the Bible teaches us very clearly.
那圣经是非常清楚的教导我们。
That we should not resist the authority, you know, the governing authority in the society.
那我们是不能抗拒这些掌权的。
Because these people are appointed by God as well.
因为这些都是出于神的。
Sometimes we know we may feel that you know what the government has done may not be beneficial to us.
那有时候我们想政府所做的可能对我们有益处。
We feel that it's not very fair.
可能很不公平。
Therefore, we want to you know make our voices heard.
那所以我们就想要发言。
So you know some people that's why you find that this is a common practice throughout the world. That people you know would take to the street you know to demonstrate to protest against government.
那所以很多世界上的人就到处去这个街上示威。
From the scriptures, this is not right.
那从圣经来看是不对的。
We must submit ourselves to authority.
所以我们要来顺从这一个掌权者。
Since this is the command given by God.
既然这个是神的命令。
Then we must obey.
所以我们要来顺从。
Now, what about the church?
那教会呢？
You know, in the church, we also need to submit to God.
那教会我们也是要来顺服神。
But I think there are some issues that we need to resolve.
那可是我们要来解决一些问题。
You know, some people said, "I submit to God, but not to men."
那有些人说我们要顺服神，不是顺服人。
You know, there was one time when I was working in another place.
那有一次我在别的地方公干的时候。
So you know, we were talking about you know submitting ourselves to the authority of God in the church.
那我们就说到要顺服教会的这个权柄。
So we talk about how are we going to submit ourselves to God in the church?
那我们就谈到说要怎么样顺服教会所给的权柄呢？
Some people said you know they would only submit to God and not to man.
那有些人说他们要顺服神，不是顺服人。
Some people said you know we must submit to church authority in order to submit to God.
那有些人说要顺服教会的权柄才会顺服神。
We turn to Acts of the Apostles chapter 4.
我们看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Some people believe that you know they do not need to submit themselves to the authority of the church based on this verse.
那有些人因为看了这节就觉得说不用来顺服教会的权柄。
We read chapter 4.
四章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
But Peter and John answered and said to them.Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God you judge.
彼得约翰说听从你们不听从神这是神面前合理不合理你自己酌量吧。
We read chapter 5.
我们来看五章。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 29.
五章的二十九节。
But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men.
彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”
So it seems that these two verses give us the idea that you know we only need to listen to God and to submit to God, but not to man.
那这两节看起来好像只是需要顺服神，不需要顺服人。
If you look at these two verses very carefully,
可是如果我们仔细看这两节的话
，For example, in chapter 4 of Acts,
比如说《使徒行传》的第四章
，We know that at that time the church was forbidden from preaching the name of Jesus.
那当时候在那边的教会是禁止传扬耶稣的名的。
Because the name of Jesus was too powerful.
因为耶稣的名非常的庞大。
It was by the mighty name of Jesus Christ that a lame person was cured.
因为耶稣的圣名，所以那个瘸腿的也是受到医治了。
And because of that incident, many people were drawn to Jesus Christ.
因此这样子，很多人就去到耶稣那边。
So you know the authority, the council wanted to stop that.
所以那边的公会想要阻止这件事的发生。
That's why they threatened Peter and John.
就威胁彼得跟约翰。
I said to them that they must not preach this name any longer.
就告诉他们说不能再奉耶稣的名传道。
We read verse 18, yeah? chapter 4, verse 18.
那我们来看四章的十八节。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 18.
使徒行传四章的十八节。
So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
于是叫了他们来，禁止他们总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
We also understand that you know disciple, the apostle, had been instructed by God to preach the name of Jesus Christ.
那我们也知道，这些门徒跟使徒呢，已经是被奉要来传耶稣的名的。
At that time, we find that the council, the authority, opposed the preaching of the name of Jesus.
那当时公会的这个掌权是避免要来传耶稣的名的。
That is like, you know, directly, you know, going against, you know, the command of the Lord.
就是很直接的跟神的道冲突。
That's why Peter and John said.
所以彼得跟约翰这么说。
That it was not right in the eyes of God to listen to man more than to God.
因此他们才说到听从你们不听从神，这在神的面前合理不合理呢？
We find that this statement is uttered not within the setting of the church.
那这个不是教会所设的，不是教会里面所讲的。
Because they were being threatened.
因为他们是被威胁。
That's why it's like they encourage one another, saying that we must continue to preach the name of Jesus.
所以他们彼此勉励说，我们要继续来不断的传神道，传耶稣的名。
We read chapter 5.
我们来看第五章。
And here in this section of the scriptures.The apostle were judged again.
那这边这些门徒又再一次被受到审判。
I want you to read the verse before, that is verse 28.
我们来看前一节28节。
Saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood on us.
28节，我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道充满耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们的身上。
So the apostle didn't, you know, listen to the authority.
所以这些使徒没有听从这些掌权的。
They continued to preach.
那他们继续的传。
So you know, they became very angry and furious with the church.
那他们就越更加对教会的怒气。
You'll find that by the power of the Spirit, they were further emboldened to preach the name of Jesus Christ.
那因为神的灵跟他们同在，他们更大大的勇敢于传神的道。
Again, you'll find that this is not about submitting to the church.
那这个不是说要来顺服教会。
It's about, you know, to be bold to preach the name of Jesus in times of, you know, persecution.
而是要在逆迫的时候大胆的来传耶稣的名。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
当然我们知道教会就是神的身体。
God rules in the church.
那神掌控这个教会。
I want to read First Timothy.
我们来看提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书的第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
We read verse 15.
十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
三章的十五节。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But you know, at that time, Timothy was like the young worker.
那当时提摩太就像是年轻的工人一样。
So Paul wrote to him.
那保罗写书信给他。
To give him clear instructions.
就是给他确实的这一个方式。
How to manage the church? How to run the church?
那要怎么样来维持运行这个教会？
Basically is to teach Timothy himself how to conduct in the house of God.
那基本上就是要教导他怎样在教会怎样行。
So here we find that Paul gave him a lot of instructions.
那这边保罗给他很多的吩咐。
It's like Timothy must listen to the advice from Paul.
那提摩太要来听从保罗的这个建议。
Because you know Paul was a chosen worker of God.
因为保罗是神拣选的工人。
And he was much more experienced than Timothy.
那比起提摩太，他更有这一个的经验。
So on the part of Timothy, he must listen, he must obey.
所以提摩太应该要来顺服神，顺服保罗。
There is an order in the church.
因为教会有这样子的次序。
So you find that God gave the church wisdom to set up order.
所以神给了教会这样子的智慧来建立这个样这样子的次序。
So that you know believers of God know how to follow the instruction of the church.
那这样子信徒就懂得来怎样守住这样子教会的次序。
We turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们来看希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews, we read chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书的十三章。
We read verse 17.
十七节。
Chapter 13, verse 17.
十三章十七节。
Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you.
十七节，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。
Quite clearly, here the Bible says we must obey those who rule over us.
那这边很清楚的说到，我们要顺服那些掌权的。
And be submissive to them.
也要顺从他们。
Why? Because they watch over our souls.
因为他们是管理我们的灵魂的。
Some of us may say because you know some of the leaders may not be perfect.
那有些人可能说这个领导者没有很完全。
It's true, because none of us is perfect.
当然是。这是事实，因为没有人是完全的。
But we need to understand they have been appointed by God.
可是他们是神拣选的。
They have been chosen by the church.
他们是教会所拣选的。
So on our part, we must learn to submit to the authority of the church.
在我们的本分呢，我们要来顺服教会的这个权柄。
Maybe you know amongst many workers, they you know a handful of them.You know, who are not very godly, for example.
那可能我们圣工人员当中有一部分的人没有很虔诚。
But that does not mean that all of them are bad.
那不代表说全部都是不好的。
In fact, many of them are very God-fearing people.
那其实大部分都是蛮敬畏神的。
They love the souls of the brothers and sisters.
他们都很爱这些弟兄姐妹的灵魂。
They truly care for the church.
他们真的很关心教会。
You find that only when you submit to the authority of the church.
就在你顺服教会的掌权的时候。
Then you begin to understand how much they care for the church.
那你就能知道他们多么的关心教会。
You know, just like I always say, it's just like children. Yeah, you know, if you are parents, if you want your children to submit to you.
那就比方说，我经常说的，如果小孩子你要小孩子来顺服这个父母的话。
When they are young, they may not be able to understand very well.
在他们年轻的时候，他们没有办法来理解。
When you yourself become parents,
在你做父母之后，
then you will know how important it is for children to obey their parents.
那你就意识到，这个小孩子顺从父母是有多重要。
You find that in most cases, the parents want the children to obey for their own good.
那大部分的时候呢，这一些都是，小孩子要顺服父母都是。为了他们的好。
So likewise in the church, we need to do the same.
所以教会也是一样。
By submitting to the authority of the church.
那如果我们顺服教会的这个权柄。
You find there is unity in the faith.
那这个信心呢就有统一了。
You find that the church can move forward together.
那教会也能一起前进。
If we do not submit.
如果我们没有顺服的话。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It is like saying that my idea is better than.All the leaders of the church.
那就是说，
put together.
那就是说，你的这个观念比教会一切的领导者的观念更好。
If we probe further down,
如果我们再仔细看，
you'll find that this is the work of pride.
这个就是骄傲的工作。
Because in your heart, in our heart, we are not willing to submit.
因为在你心里，你没有办法来顺服神。
Because we feel that we are better.
那你觉得你自己比别人好。
So you know we must learn to submit to God.
所以我们要学习来顺服神。
I want to read Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21.
以弗所书五章二十一节。
Submitting to one another in the fear of God.
二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
How is it that we are able to submit to one another?
那我们要怎样彼此顺服呢？
Or how is it that we are able to submit to the church?
那我们要怎样顺服教会呢？
When we fear God.
就是我们有这个敬畏神的心。
So when a person has lost this reverence for God.
那如果我们已经失去敬畏神的心的话，
we find that he will find fault.
那他们就会
with the church.
他们就会找教会的缺点。
Because the person does not fear God anymore.
因为这个人已经不敬畏神了。
So it all boils down to the fact that whether we fear God or not.
那最到最后呢，还是看自己是否来是否敬畏神。
If we fear God.
那如果我们真的敬畏神。
Even though we know that the workers are not doing too well.
那即使你知道这些工人做得不太好。
We'll pray for them.
我们会为他祷告。
We'll do whatever we can to make sure that you know the church is built up.
你也会尽量的做你所可以的来建立这个教会。
We'll do our best to supplement their work.
你也会帮助他们的圣工。
Because why you fear God?
因为你敬畏神。
That is the difference.
这个就是分别。
For someone who fear God,
一个敬畏神的人。
He will submit.
他会顺服神。
Someone who does not fear God,
一个不敬畏神的人。
Surely he will never submit.
他肯定是不会来顺服的。
That is the difference.
这个就是那个分别。
Now we turn to 1 Peter.
我们来看彼得前书。
First Peter, we read chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
We read verse 5.
第五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书五章五节。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
There are two ways to look at this verse.
我们有两个方法来看这一节。
The first is about seniority in terms of age.
那第一个就是有关这个岁数的年长。
You know, an elderly person, we must submit to him. Or submit to her.
那我们要顺服年长的。
Because this is to show respect to the person.
那就是为了要尊敬那个年长的。
The second point is.
那第二点。
The elders here refers to the workers of the church.
那年长的也可以指的是教会的工人。
Because in the early church, they went around appointing what elders and deacons.
那在早期教会呢，他们就是来设立这些长老。
And deacons.
还有执事。
So that they could lead the church forward.
所以他们就能带领教会前进。
So Peter said to the church.
所以彼得告诉教会。
That believers must submit to the elders.
那些信徒要来顺服年长的。
But also, there must be mutual submission as well.
而且要彼此顺服。
Meaning elders must learn also to submit to others.
那就是说长辈要来顺服年幼的。
You find that if everyone can follow this.
那如果大家都可以学习这点。
Then the entire church is filled with this reverence towards God.
那这整一个教会呢，就能来敬畏神。
The entire church will be humble before God.
那这整体的教会呢，就能俯伏在神谦卑之下。
Now we read verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
How do we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God?
那我们要怎样俯伏在神大能手下呢？
By submitting to the church.
就是要来顺服教会。
By obeying the elders.
就是要来顺服那些年长的。
So when we are clothed with humility.
当我们披上这个谦卑。
We are actually submitting ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们就是俯伏在神的大能手下。
This is how we submit to God.
这个就是我们怎样顺从神。
We cannot bypass this physical level.
那我们不能越过这样子的我们不能越过这样子的这个要求。
If we say we submit to God.
如果我们说顺服神。
Submit to man first.
我们要先顺服。
Submit to your government.
我们要顺服我们的掌权者。
Submit to your parents.
顺服我们的父母。
And then submit to church authority.
顺服教会的权柄。
This is how we submit to God.
这个就是我们顺服神的方法。
In this way, the whole church will be clothed with the humility of God.
那这样子整个教会就能有这样子的谦卑的心。
Sometimes we don't see power in the church.
那有时候我们看到教会没有这个能力。
Sometimes we say maybe we have not prayed enough.
那有时候我们说可能没有祷告不够多。
Maybe to a certain extent it's true.
可能到某个程度这个是对的。
If we dig deep into the core of the problem.
如果我们彻底来看这个问题。
Everyone look into themselves.
每个人省察自己。
You find that the main reason is because of pride.
那最主要的原因就是因为这个骄傲的心。
We are not willing to submit to one another.
我们没有办法来顺服彼此。
We are not willing to submit to the authority of God.
那我们也 也不愿意来顺服教会的权柄。
If we do not submit God, there is no power. God departs from the church. God is far away from the church.
如果我们不顺服神的话，我们神就会远离这个教会。
How can the church be powerful?
那这样子教会怎么样有能力呢？
The church cannot do much for God.
那教会也没有办法来为神多做事了。
Because the abiding presence of God is not in the church.
因为神不在教会当中。
So we must all learn to submit to God.
所以我们要来学习怎样顺服在神的手下。
By first submitting to man.
首先我们要顺服人。
The church of God.
就是教会。
Now we look at chapter 5, First Peter.
我们来看彼得前书五章。
We look at verse 8 now.
第八节
verse 8 and verse 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
不要谨守警醒，因为你们仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
九节，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
What is the best way to fight against Satan?
那用什么办法来抵挡这个撒旦呢？
By submitting ourselves to God, to the authority of God.
就是来顺服神的掌权。
Submitting to the church.
就是来顺服教会的权柄。
We seal up the cracks.
把这个封口修好。
So Satan cannot come in anymore.
那这样子，这个魔鬼就不能进入教会了。
Sometimes we find that Satan works, frantically in the church.
有时候我们也知道魔鬼在教会非常激烈的工作。
Sometimes even in our family.
有时候在我们的家庭里。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we are not willing to submit or obey God.
就是因为我们不愿意来顺服神。
That is the problem we need to address.
这个就是重大的问题，所以我们要来反省。
That is the root cause of all the problems in the church.
那这个就是最重要的根源。
So you find that there are problems in the church.
So 我们知道教会的问题。
How to resolve them?
要怎样来解决呢
？Everyone must become humble before God.
每一个人都要在神的面前谦卑。
Learn to submit to one another.
彼此来顺服。
Then you will see the power of God once again raise upon the church.
就能看到神再一次用他的圣灵来帮助教会。
Let's sing again.
我们再唱诗。
224。几分？
请坐。
Now we are going to have our concluding prayer.
现在我们要做结束的祷告。
So in our prayer, we pray for the tomorrow's services.
我们在祷告里，我们为明天的安息日来祷告。
Also, we are coming to the AMC seminar.
还有也为这个将要开始举办的非洲训练团。
We ask the Lord to personally guide us in all the things that we do.
求神亲自带领我们所做的一切事。
You don't pray.
我们跪下来祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.